ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इन ए सत्संग लास्ट वीक यू मेंशन दैट एन इंडिविजुअल सोल सीक्स ए रीबर्थ इन टू सच कंडीशंस दैट इट कैन फुलफिल इट्स डिजायर्स। यू ऑल्सो सेड दैट समटाइम्स वन बिकम्स फ्री बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग वन्स डिजायर्स विद अवेयरनेस। Now the question about it, did that mean fulfilling that desire while being aware of it? How should I do this? It's a very good question, useful for everybody, therefore I have read it before you all. These are things of practical nature, valuable for everybody, every seeker. First of all, we should understand that there are two different things. One is the satisfaction or fulfillment of a desire. Another is eradication of a desire, finishing a desire for all times. Becoming free from a desire. They are two things. As regards satisfaction or fulfillment of desire, one is never satisfied by desires. One tries to fulfill it. At that time one feels some sort of satisfaction. But after that, again the craving comes and again one repeats the same thing. It goes on almost throughout the life. And at the time of death, these impressions of desires, they go in the subtle body with the soul. So, the first requirement is that one should be very clear in one's mind that his or her aim is to eradicate the desire. One is making an experiment for the eradication of desire, not for satisfaction of desire. This is the mentality one has to have. Anybody who wants to be free from desires, the aim should be clear in the mind. Because fulfillment is never there. It is a temporary thing. It appears that now the person is satisfied. But that satisfaction or so-called satisfaction is for a very short time. Rather, in many cases, many times, the urge for that particular activity or thing becomes stronger. One becomes, in a way, an addict. One goes on repeating the same thing. So, first of all, it should be in the clear in the mind of the seeker that he or she is fed up with such and such desire and now wants to be free of it. Aim should be clear. That's one thing. And when this aim is there in the mind, then one experiments with one's own self. An experiment is made. So much should not be the drive of the desire as should be the motivation for eradication of the desire. This should be the difference in mentality. So many times a certain thing has been seen, and after almost every desire, there is repentance, regret, but again the desire comes and one repeats the same thing again and again. So a stage comes. A person is fed up with such a habit or such a desire and now wants freedom from it. Before one reaches this much understanding in one's own mind, this is stage. Before that, generally the experiment will not be successful. Till then, the desire goes on overruling the person. So what I mean to say is there are stages of evolution. It is a particular stage of evolution that a person decides to eradicate the desire because the person is fed up with it, has seen it many times, and then one has this aim to be free from the desire. Then, as an experiment, the person takes up the same thing, willingly, voluntarily, with awareness, and now makes the experiment with himself or herself. And now, during that time, when the process of fulfilling the desire is going on, one should be aware of what is happening in one's body and mind. One should be alert. And one's insight should be more on the inner self, seeing what is happening in one's inner self, how one is relishing, how the taste is developing, how one is enjoying. The enjoyment should be seen. The enjoyment inside, the desire inside should be seen, while the process of fulfilling the desire is going on. What I mean to say, awareness should be stronger than the force or taste of desire. If one remains aware and one remains alert and goes through the process of fulfilling the desire, then that element of desire which used to overrun the awareness will become weak. And awareness will become stronger. And in this way, a time would come when the desire would come to the mind. But one may just see the desire, may not indulge. Or if indulgence is there, it may be for a very short time. One may even leave in between. Oh, I've seen it, it's enough. Like that. And then another stage would come. The desire arises in the mind. One is aware. One does not make the experiment at all. The desire comes, one sees it, one is aware of it, it goes away. It is just like a wave in the ocean of mind. A wave arises, you see the wave, you are not swept away by the wave, you are not carried away by the wave, you see the wave rising, and then you see the wave also going down. And then a time would come, the desire would vanish, will go away. Everybody has certain things in life before God's grace, before enlightenment. so many things in everybody. I was having a sort of addiction for sweets in my young age. Maybe about 23, 22, 24, like that. From the young age, very young age, I could go on eating the jaggery and the sweets, right? A time came, I became fed up with it. When that stage came, that I wanted nothing but absolute freedom, liberation completely. Then naturally, this was also a sort of bondage. When that stage came, I remember from my place, from my residence, one day I decided I should get rid of it. It should be eradicated completely. I went to one of the best shops in the city, the sweet shops. There was arrangement for sitting inside. I said to the man, well, will you not disturb me when I occupy a seat in this restaurant, that's all. He said, we have no problem, provided you take something from us for eating. I said, I will take, but I may have my own time, leisurely. He said, okay, no problem. You go on sitting. I went to the shop, occupied a table there in the corner, and I ordered for the best sweets, one after the another, and started relishing them, keeping my observation on the relish, not on the sweets so much, as on the relish inside me. What is happening inside me? What is this because of which I am again and again overtaken by the desire of sweets, and my body does not need it many times. And I might have taken just 15 minutes ago, again I am going somewhere, I take up in the mouth, again I give. What is this bloody thing, foolish thing? What this sweet taste is like this? Naturally, after some time, I lost interest in eating more, but then that my faculty which wanted to win over this habit, that my faculty suggested, eat more. I ate more. Then a stage came, I was not ready. I said, eat more. You see, where is the relish? Where is the taste? Let the best sweet be again ordered. I said, bring more rabri or whatever they are. Rasgulla, whatever it was, he brought. And it was difficult now to swallow. I said, eat more. See, where is this desire? Now there are a repulsion. There are complete repulsion. I felt if I eat more, I will be sick. Then the conclusion came. In the same person, in the same body, where there was desire, now there is repulsion. So attachment and hate, liking and disliking, they are the enemies. Something like that happened. From that day afterwards, I became free from that desire. Just I am giving an example, what actually happened with me so many years ago. I can't say the same sequence may happen with another person also. There is always a difference of personality with persons, different. But what I mean to say, this observation, this awareness is the essence, is the real essence of our existence. This is the divine element in us, the consciousness, the awareness. If the awareness is high, then many desires may come to the mind, but then through discernment or discrimination, you at once say, no, not this, I don't do it.